Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
New England's largest opera company is trying something new. The Boston Lyric Opera is taking a production out of the theater and into the castle, the historic landmark building in Boston's Back Bay. Turn of the Screw opens there tonight. WBUR's Andrea Shea checked out a preview performance and reports on what's driving the Lyric Opera and other arts organizations to stage works in alternative spaces.
The Park Plaza Castle was built in 1891 as an armory, but its style is medieval. It's looming, mysterious, and inspires head-scratching, according to soprano Emily Pulley.
I think everybody who walks down the street and sees this can't help but going, hey, there's a castle in the middle of Boston.
Now, Pulley hopes people will say, hey, there's an opera going on in the middle of that castle. She calls it a found space and says the Boston Lyric Opera worked hard to transform it into a usable performance venue. They brought in bleacher-style seats, lighting rigs, and a mammoth video screen that hangs above the stage. Pulley plays the governess in Benjamin Britten's 1954 adaptation of the Henry James ghost story, and she says she's a fan of the castle's cavernous interior.
There are a lot of echoes, and for a sort of creepy, dark tale like Turn of the Screw, I think that lends itself well.
His hair was black, his curling, a long, pale face, dark eyes. His look was sharp, fixed, and strange.
It creates a different, heightened experience for sure, with shadows playing out on the castle walls and an eerie video projection overhead. And that's part of the point, according to Pulley. This opera company is targeting the uninitiated, such as 23-year-old Megan Murphy. She admits she's been afraid of opera stereotypes.
A lady with horns, as terrible as that sounds. I think you think of older, you know, rich people going out, and it's not something that you'd want to spend your money on, I guess.
But Murphy is here tonight, although she says she usually goes to rock clubs.
Paradise Rock Club.
So this is a little different than
the Much Paradise. Different, yes. No, I'm very excited. It's good to see a lot of younger people going to the opera, I think, and this is definitely attracting more of a younger group.
And so, the Boston Lyric Opera's plan appears to be working. Turn of the Screw is actually something of a bonus production for the company. After 5 years of three productions a season, this is the first time they've added a fourth. Artistic director Esther Nelson says it's possible because they saved money by going with the alternative venue.
It is a little less expensive than doing it in a large theater, which means we can actually offer our ticket prices at a lower cost, which I think is very important to attract younger people, but also in this economic climate, you're sort of looking for solutions.
I think the Great Recession has forced everybody to think creatively about how they enhance the experience, how they make people spend their limited money on this particular ticket.
Mark Skorka is the president of Opera America, the National Association for Opera. He says arts organizations across the country are adopting creative programming in hard times.
That goes beyond anything the audience member can get at home alone with a computer screen or a great DVD or a great CD.
This, he says, will keep opera viable and hip and will help attract young audiences. But, he adds,
older audiences are looking for cool things, too. Don't write them off.
But soprano Emily Pulley says opera is fundamentally cool, in a castle, in a theater, wherever, and has been for centuries, if you take the time to experience it.
Who knows, maybe opera is the rebellious music of the next generation.
Wishful thinking, perhaps, but fun to ponder. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The Boston Lyric Opera's production of Turn of the Screw opens tonight in the Park Plaza Castle.